More sanctions for Moscow. I'm Steve Rappaport, Fox News. The U.S. hitting Russia with new sanctions for invading Ukraine. The penalties include banning Western advertising on Russia's three biggest television stations and more restrictions on the country's industrial sector. Fox's Greg Palcott in Kyiv.
We've been hearing rounds and rounds of air raid sirens. There have been no reports of any Russian strikes nearby, but we have heard that the Black Sea port of Odessa was hit by Russian missiles earlier. The word is that the Russians are targeting airstrips, infrastructure, to try and limit Ukraine's military options. They're also hitting civilians. Bombed overnight a school used as a refugee shelter in a Ukrainian town in the east. 30 civilians were rescued there. 60 are feared dead.
First Lady Jill Biden and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau making unannounced visits today to Ukraine to show support. More protests at the Supreme Court after a leaked draft opinion indicates the court's conservative majority is poised to overturn Roe v. Wade.
GOP Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina says that will put the issue in states' hands.
Now, finally, elected officials have a say about life and the conditions of an abortion. I think that's the way it should be.
Democratic Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut says Republicans seem to focus more on process than outcome.
Because they really don't want to talk about the fact that abortion becoming criminalized is something that a sort of small minority of the country supports.
Both men on Fox News Sunday. That Senate abortion vote is scheduled for Wednesday.
Fox's Gernal Scott. The legislation is doomed without any Republican support. Gas prices rising 15 cents in the last 2 weeks to a national average of $4.38 per gallon.
The 1 year ago comparison is shocking. Gasoline is up $1.36 over a year ago.
Oil analyst Trilby Lundberg tracks prices in the continental U.S. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
A new law in Alabama taking effect today makes it a felony to administer or prescribe gender-affirming puberty blockers and hormones to people under the age of 19. The Vulnerable Child Compassion and Protection Act also requires teachers and other school officials to tell parents if a minor discloses that they think they are transgender. Border towns bracing for a surge of migrants once a Trump-era policy that allowed for the quick expulsion of migrants comes to an end.
We're about 35 miles east of the southern border right now, and even before Title 42 ends in just over 2 weeks, communities like this are seeing big problems. This processing center is expected to get busy here starting on the 23rd when Title 42 ends. This just recently went up. Eagle Pass, of course, has been a busy point of crossing in recent months. Migrants will often spend the night in tunnels while waiting to be smuggled farther north away from the border, leaving behind their belongings. The human smuggling often leads to chases, and that brings danger to people in this community and communities like it.
Fox's Nate Foy in Crystal City, Texas. President Biden hosts Southeast Asian leaders in Washington this week.
The White House says the gathering in Washington is meant to demonstrate America's commitment with the 10-member Association of Southeast Asian Nations who are at odds with each other over Myanmar. That's been racked by violence since the army ousted the elected government last year. And as member nations try to implement a plan that stresses dialogue, humanitarian assistance, and an end to the violence. A plan that Myanmar's ruling military council has delayed as the country slips into what UN experts describe as a civil war.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. How's this for a graduation present? About 100 students graduating from a historically black college in East Texas were told at the commencement ceremony that an anonymous donor paid their balances. Wiley College in a news release says the estimated total for balances owed by the class of 2022 was about $300,000. I'm Steve Rappaport, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.